Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
John Schaefer. Well, depending on where you are in America, odds are you're experiencing some extreme weather, whether it's flooding in the Northeast or blazing heat in the Southwest. A storm that moved across the Northeast over the weekend has brought heavy rainfall.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
Meantime, says NBC News' Emily Ikeda, more than 42 million people are under heat warnings this week, the extreme temperatures hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. President Biden is joining other NATO leaders at a summit in Lithuania. The meeting comes just as alliance member Turkey has dropped its objections to Sweden joining up. Ukrainian President Zelensky also expected to attend the summit on Wednesday and meet in person with President Biden. The Marine Corps is without a leader for the first time in over 160 years. Commandant General David Berger officially retired Monday, but Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville has a hold on Pentagon nominees over its abortion policies. It's a move National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says is ridiculous.
He claims that he's trying to keep the politics out of the military. His very action is politicizing the military because he's making it about the Pentagon's policy rules for reproductive care for our women.
The military provides paid leave and reimbursement costs for service members who cross state lines to get abortions. For the first time in two decades, cases of locally transmitted malaria are being detected in the United States. Six cases of the mosquito-borne infection have recently been confirmed in Florida and one in Texas. Experts say none of them were related to international travel. It's July 11th, also known as Free 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. To celebrate the convenience store chain's 96th birthday, anyone who stops by can get a free small Slurpee. The offer also extends to Speedway and Stripes stores. This is USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes' 11-year prison sentence is being shortened by 2 years. The Silicon Valley entrepreneur was convicted of fraud and conspiracy for swindling investors out of hundreds of millions of dollars and lying about her biotech company's blood testing technology. The 39-year-old will now be released in December of 2032. Conjoined twin girls are headed home after they were surgically separated at Texas Children's Hospital last month. Ella and Eliza Fuller were born by C-section on March 1st, conjoined at their abdomen and sharing liver tissues. A team of surgeons performed the six-hour surgery to separate the twins on June 14th. There are more shark sightings in Southern California, but biologists say that can be a good thing.
Biologists say 'tis the season.
Summer is shark season in Southern California.
Andrew Nosel is a biology professor at Point Loma Nazarene University in San Diego. He says sharks demonstrate a healthy ecosystem, so shark sightings are actually a good thing. The folks that meet the most often are the surfers.
There's so much enjoyment that surfing brings, and to not surf, we couldn't do it.
I was kind of scared, but when I got in the water, it felt fine. They already had its meal. meal.
Folks saw a shark at South Carlsbad State Beach on Friday. An advisory went up, but it lifted on Saturday. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is the 2023 Home Run Derby champion. Vladdy Jr. joined Sr. to become the first father-son duo to win the event. The Blue Jays slugger mashed 25 home runs in the final round to win. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy because, like, you know, when you wake up one day and you go, wow, where did that extra weight come from? It took a while to get there. It's going to take a while to get on the other side, and this is where we are. But the fact of the matter is we realize that we are on the wrong track. A majority of Americans agree that we are. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm going to read to you an open letter. And I've been hesitant with this, but I'm going to read to you a part of it, and you'll understand why. It's an open letter to 4-year-old Navy Joan Roberts Biden, okay? I say, on behalf of all decent men here in America, I want you to know how sorry we are that your birth father and his family, which happens to be our president, are choosing not to acknowledge you as their granddaughter. Please know, as much as you can understand right now, that this in no way minimizes your significance or value in God's eyes and those of us who have accepted our real Father in heaven's blessing, which is forever. You are absolutely precious and wonderful. Always remember that. Your mother has shown and is teaching you what real courage is all about. Her extraordinary faith and commitment to you speaks volumes against a culture that values convenience over commitment, the pretend over real, fake over the legitimate. Also know that we're praying for your father and his family because it is God who created the family. And the good news, God made sure you had a family with your mom and your grandparents. Maybe I would say that there are many men of all walks of life who stand ready to affirm you and cheer you on to a grand future that God has in store for you. In Jeremiah 39:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you. Great plans to give you a future and a hope. You do have a great future ahead, regardless of some of these confusing beginnings. God loves you, your mother loves you, and your mother's parents love you. I pray that you come to that day, and you will, when you begin to understand what the Bidens have done to you, that it wasn't you they rejected, but it was God that they rejected. Alex McFarland joins us now. My good friend, how are you?
It's great. That's such a well-written letter and such a beautiful sentiment, and so appropriate, isn't it?
I felt like the Holy Spirit had been leading, and I've been, and I got to tell you, Alex, when I was doing this, a lot of times when I do these commentaries, I mean, it just flows. And when I got to that point about the Bidens rejecting God, it was like, call it a Salem moment. But it was a pause. It was, but the important things that I wanted for this young girl, and she's 4 years old. So how much is she going to understand this? Not so much now, but maybe down the road when she tries to reconcile. You know, what the heck happened? What happened? You know, in this situation, and why is she thrust into the center of all this publicity when her grandfather, the President of the United States, could have manned up, done the honorable thing, recognized his seventh grandchild. I mean, what harm is it for him to recognize this girl that is legitimately his seventh grandchild? It says a lot about his character in the opposite manner. And I got to say, Alex, that, you know, the coveted suburban housewives that everybody talks, oh, you know, I don't know if Trump can win the suburban housewives. You know, that's just such a huge voting block. They're not real happy about this.
Yeah.
Because Navy could have easily been their daughter. And I'm not saying because they'd go out and fool around with, you know, with Hunter Biden. But, you know, we know the story of, the, you know, life stories. Life stories are messy.
Yeah. And I mean, you look at the Bidens, you know, I really thought that the Clintons were about as bad of people as have ever held high office in this nation. But, I mean, Joe Biden and the Biden family, I mean, they've made a career of selling out America. These people have no principles. They have no character. Because I'll say it, because, look, as a Christian, Bill, we know there is objective moral truth. There are things that are right. There are things that are wrong. And the highest order moral truth would be what you believe about human life. And if people are, you know, okay with no legal protection for the unborn, killing the unborn, you know they're going to fail at the lower order moral truths. You know, telling lies, abusing drugs, stealing money. And, you know, I'll say this, whether it be Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or whomever, tell me what you believe about the care of human life, and I'll know instantly what you believe about two dozen other moral precepts. These are people with no conscience. And my heart grieves. God knows, Bill, I wish no ill. In fact, I pray for our president. But the Democrats, they don't know God.
Mm-hmm. Well, they purposely turn their back on God. I remind people, it was in 2000, if you remember, during their convention, that they made a direct commitment to take God out of their platform. And look at the Democratic Party over the last two decades as a result, going back to what you said. You divest yourself from the root, from the tree. Well, the fruit that you produce isn't righteousness, isn't godly. And you talk about the values that extend. That is the fruit of that tree that's connected to God. You disconnect from God and you get this kind of behavior. And the thing is that it is sad, and you're right to say that, look, we're judging the situation. We have all been there. We've all have been to that point where we thought, oh, my God, we should be toast. When you come to that reconciling moment with God and realizing that God is true and he's right, and that in his just manner that he has every right to do, I could be toast. And we understand that.
Yeah.
And that's what humbles us. That's what humbles us and says, that's why when we say we're praying for the president and praying for Hunter Biden, we don't say that just, you know, just as Christianese and so casually. We are praying for them because we've been there. We've messed up. And we found out and discovered a God who's forgiving that says, you know, Alex, you know, I want you to know, regardless of what you think and how bad it is, I want you to know this. Above all things, I love you. And I'm glad you're back home with me. Because that's where you always wanted to be and where I always needed you. You know?
Well, you know, I do pray for these people. Bill, I remember what it was like to be lost in sin. I remember, you know, when I was unsaved and how Jesus reached me. And I want...
Go ahead. We got 40 seconds left, Alex. I guess we may have gotten disconnected here for a moment. We'll pick it up from there on the other side. It's, well, we're just about coming close to 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Alex McFarland is with us. He is the youth culture and religion expert. And we've got more to discuss after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
You know, it seems for years now we've been talking about free speech, but you got to understand this about free speech. Once you curb it, once you alter it, free speech is a black and white kind of thing. It either is or it isn't. And school and educators from kindergarten through higher education have been trying to curb free speech for years. This is what Dr. Alex McFarland is noting. But Alex, and I'm sure you would agree with this, and that is that it either is or it isn't. There's just there's no such thing as putting free speech on the spectrum, because once you compromise free speech, it's no longer free speech, is it?
That's true. That's true. And Bill, we are living in a time of increased viewpoint discrimination, mm-hmm. and this is contrary to the First Amendment. Literally.
Yeah. And the thing is that, look, we live in a free America. You're welcome to your viewpoint. That's fine. You know, we all have, as Dr. George Barna says, we all have a worldview. Okay. Now, people like ourselves, we hold to what is defined in Christian circles as a biblical worldview. Our worldview comes from the Word of God. Now, sadly, there are people even within the Christian community who say they're Christians, but they don't hold to a biblical worldview. And this is something that, you know, we've been increasingly concerned about because they're misrepresenting Jesus Christ. And I don't know about you, Alex, but I don't want to be in that position where Jesus is going to say to me, hey, thanks a lot, bug. You know, you kind of blew it. You know, that's not who I am. And if you read the Bible, you would know exactly who I am, and you wouldn't have misrepresented me. The idea to be chastised by Jesus himself for misrepresenting him, it stiffens me, if you know what I mean.
Do you know what I was thinking about, Bill? Last night I was recording a show, and I was reading from 2 Peter chapter 2. That talks about false teachers who yes. distort truth and mislead many. And we're living in a time of that, definitely. And now, of course, viewpoint discrimination and censorship is being sold to the American people under the guise of protecting individuals from hate speech. But you know what Thomas Jefferson said, and my goodness, how we need to go back to the founders' worldview so much, we really do. But Jefferson said that the laws must apply only to the action, not to the motive, which only God could know. So like if I say transgenderism is wrong, somebody might say, well, that's hate speech or you're transphobic. Isn't it interesting, Bill, by the way, that whether it's life, marriage, morals, gender, sexuality, the arguments that the woke world throws at people of truth are all ad hominem. Mm-hmm. You're hateful or you're fearful.
Right.
You know. And by the way, transgenderism is defended with a fallacy called it's really begging the question. It's almost like this. Transgenderism is true. Just ask any trans person. Well, you're assuming what you're trying to prove. And when anybody brings a rational argument contrary, they throw an ad hominem. You're phobic or you're hateful. But our wonderful free America, which is based on a Judeo-Christian worldview, founders like Jefferson, I mentioned, said, look, only God knows another person's heart. We can't censor viewpoints that we disagree with. As a Christian constitutionalist, I'm not saying censor the gays or the Muslims. Now, let's go to the level playing field of rational discourse. But I think the left is so intent on silencing viewpoints that they have a problem with is because the viewpoints they have a problem with are truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and you see, this has been our point, Alex. We've been saying this for the last several months, and that is you have to know the difference between the legitimate and the counterfeit. You know what I'm saying?
I
keep using this analogy, and the audience could probably, you know, recite it even before I do, and that is that, you know, bank tellers. You know what they do, you know, how they tell the difference between real money and counterfeit, right? You know what they study?
They study the real, don't they?
Exactly, exactly. You see, and we can go a long way as people of faith and understanding that we must study the Word of God, the real Word of God, so that when the fake comes in, we discern it immediately. You know, you can tell right away when it's fake. And so what's happened is we have been associated in a society, in a culture that's been bombarded that with this idea that truth is relative. Well, if that's the world you live in, then this is the America that you live in right now, and it's very dangerous, and you're going to get fooled quite easily because you've abandoned your logic and your understanding from truth.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's doubly troubling right now is that so many young people have been really groomed to hate America.
Right.
In their public schools. I really think that homeschooling and private schooling is the hope for America because, and look, my mother, my sisters, we come from a long line of people involved in public education, but it's just the engines are underwater. I do not believe that anyone who loves God and country could reasonably have their children in public education, Bill.
No, it's definitely exposed itself, and we see it for what it is. Alex, I've got to let you go. I know that you're out of time. I appreciate you coming on, as always. You're always welcome here. You know that. And,
well, God bless you.
Appreciate
Thank you for bearing
insight.
With my frenetic schedule.
No, I understand. And it's, again, the time that we have together, I always regard it and appreciate your insight. I know our audience does as well. Anyway, be well, my friend. You take care.
Thanks.
Okay, God bless. Dr. Alex McFarland, the author of the Youth and Culture and Religion Expert, and you know why now. But, you know, going back to what we were talking about, in understanding the difference between the real and the counterfeit, it is so imperative these days because of, you know, when Alex talks about curbing free speech, once you do anything with free speech, if it's not free, if it's not free, it isn't free. I mean, it's a contradiction. So, and once you think you can manipulate it and curb it, then you've taken away the qualities and the benefits of free speech. So it is a black and white deal. It's not a gray area, but this is the culture that we live in that wants to traverse into the gray areas of life. But that's when you get into trouble. Because you abandon truth, you abandon absolutes, and there are absolutes that exist. And I understand there's some doctrines and there's, you know, educators in that that could be highly esteemed with all their, you know, letters behind their names and all that, that want to, promote something else. But then again, if you are not aware of the truth, you're going to get fooled. And we were warned. We've been warned. You know, God warned us in His Word that there would be that time. When, you know, there would be knowledge would be about, and people would be searching for knowledge, would be right there, and they couldn't discern it. And they're going to be easily fooled. And this is where we are right now, especially in this information age in which we live in. The cancel culture that's out there, social media and all that. We just have to be more serious about this. And understand what is hanging in the balance here. Okay? And I'm saying this in such a way that, you know, you're probably going, oh, Bill, you're such a fanatic. You know, you're just way too, do you have any fun? Do you ever just, yeah, I have fun. You know, but it's the in-between times. It's the things that are hanging in the balance here. And why you would have a college like Brown where they're touting, they're all excited that 40% of the kids on campus there identify with the LGBTQ movement. Just interesting. Just something to think about here. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. 11 million people in New England remain under flood watches Tuesday after a summer's worth of rain fell in parts of the Northeast.
We're seeing states of emergency having been declared in parts of a number of states, including New York, Connecticut, and Vermont, where we saw unrelenting rain play out overnight.
That's NBC News' Emily Ikeda. Meanwhile, another 42 million Americans are under heat warnings this week. The extreme temperatures hitting states like California, Arizona, Texas, and Florida. President Biden will meet Ukrainian President Zelensky at the NATO summit to discuss Russia's war in Ukraine. Ending the war is a priority for NATO leaders. Zelensky expressed frustration on Twitter, stating there seems to be no readiness to invite Ukraine to NATO. It's July 11th, also known as Free 7-Eleven Slurpee Day. To celebrate the convenience store chain's 96th birthday, anyone who stops by can get a free small Slurpee. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're back with you just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. And we're going to be talking about social justice. Is it just? Think about that. Is social justice just? Well, 21 accomplished academics seek to answer this question in this new book. In a world of partisanship, hysteria, maliciousness, and good intentions attached to hellish outcomes, this landmark book enters the public discourse at a critical time. He is a senior fellow at the Independent Institute, co-editor and managing editor of the Independent Review, and a professor of economics at Wake Forest University. Robert Waples joins us now. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, let's talk about social justice. What is it?
So it's a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I would say the people who embrace the term see it as a sincere attempt to right wrongs, you know, to help the underdog, to pull down the oppressors. But most people, I think the term just is too confused at this point. I mean, why do you see oppressors everywhere, and how does what you're advocating actually help the underdog? So I think a lot of the contributors to our book, myself included, think the term just really has a lot of baggage with it, and
right.
often just used by the, you know, quote unquote social justice warriors to kind of as a cudgel, like, you know, I tend to have the high moral ground and I'm going to beat you over the head with these ideas. And maybe just the fig leaf that they're hiding behind to try to line their own pockets, you know, rent seeking,
right.
as economists call it. So that's kind of all over the map. But I think the core there is that it's a term, I think, that could be rehabilitated, but you'd have to start with the legitimate definition of justice before getting to social justice.
Exactly. Well, and when you get into the situation, first of all, you say wrong. Okay, who determined that it's wrong? And again, let's define the words. Where is the is this wrong a reality, or is it a perception?
To so many people who embrace social justice, when they see differences of outcomes they don't like, they assume that something went wrong. And I think some of the best contributions to the book are that, well, no. In fact, we should count our blessings in looking at the many differences we have because, well, I'm an economist, right? And one of the most fundamental ideas in economics is called comparative advantage.
Right.
If you can do something at a lower opportunity cost than I can, and I can do something at a lower opportunity cost than you, we have gains from trading with each other. Our very differences mean that we can add value by interacting with each other. The sameness, imagine being a bunch of ants in a colony where we're like all clones of each other. Not the human condition, fortunately.
Well, and the thing is, with social justice and the way it's being used, and how our government is manipulating this, to garner votes, to create disparity and division, it's very divisive, isn't it?
I think you're right. It advertises itself so often as being, something that's going to help the underdogs and pull down the oppressor and make us all equal like we should be. There are ways in which we should be equal and are equal, like we are equal in our moral worth in the sight of God. But to try to make everybody equal in, their status, their economic situation, whatever, is so completely counterproductive that it's not going to achieve goals of almost anyone in society except the people who can take a little slice of profit out of this kind of rhetoric.
Exactly. Yeah, who says you deserve equal? Who determines that?
Yeah. When I see people that have achieved more than I have, that have more material possessions than I have, then, have done better than me in important ways, sometimes that sin of envy creeps in, and
I
slap myself and say, no, that's the wrong way to approach it. That person worked harder, or that person was just endowed with, more abilities than you were. Live with it.
Yeah.
As long as what I have is adequate, as long as what we have is adequate, kind of live with that is one of the most wholesome things that we can do. And if you look around the United States, we've gotten to a point where just about everybody has an adequate amount of the things they need. And somebody has 100 times more, but you don't need 100 times more. You're actually doing just fine. Look at the grand scheme of things. All the people who've ever lived, all the people in the world, our poor, our middle, are doing really, really well.
Exactly. Well, and you make an excellent point here. And this is that human element that comes into play that, politicians and those that would want to manipulate the masses to think that it's unjust, that somehow that are we guaranteed equality? We love America because of the opportunity. I kind of love, appreciated what Kobe Bryant had to say one time when he was asked, about his basketball prowess and that. He said he learned early as a kid that he wanted to be a basketball player, and he would spend 3.5-4 hours a day playing basketball, practicing basketball, doing it. And he looked and he saw the other kids that were, initially more competitive and better than he was, but, they played, it was a seasonal thing for them. They weren't committed on a daily basis. So when you add up the cumulative hours of commitment that Kobe Bryant put into playing basketball, it's no wonder. I mean, he worked at it. He committed himself. He got the results.
And it's myth. Yeah. And in society, certain people buy this myth that if you try hard, there will not be a payoff to your effort. That is exactly the opposite of what happens in this country. You try hard, you know, even if you're not endowed with the kind of talents that, that Kobe was, right?
Mm-hmm.
You try hard, you will improve yourself. So find the area in which you should try hard. Don't try to be a professional basketball player if you're Robert Wade. No, that's not going to be right. But, you know, find, you know, where what you are relatively best at. Try hard. There will be a payoff. That's just what history shows us. That's what our common day-to-day experience shows us.
Yeah, and the thing is, to your point, I've talked to several people that I respect highly. I mean, they've been studying this, studying, you know, body mechanics and people's wiring and, you know, all this stuff. I mean, it's very sophisticated, very scientific and amazing. This one gentleman, John Niedernagel, for example, he was the one who had executed the profile on two prospective quarterbacks for the San Diego Chargers. And he told them exactly who they should choose. But they wanted to choose somebody who identified with the local community. He says, no, he's not the guy. He's not going to be the guy who's going to take you to the Super Bowl. You need to select Peyton Manning. Well, they went against his advice, and they chose the other guy. And, of course, it played out as exactly. And John has been consistent, whether it's basketball players, any kind of football player, any kind of sports. I mean, he's got the science down, and he knows how to measure these things. And when I asked him specifically about Kobe Bryant, I said, I'm looking at the profile here and the – you know, the quotients that you use for athletes and Kobe Bryant, and I can't figure him out. What is he? And he goes, Kobe is a freak of nature. He doesn't fit the normal profile. And to your point, I believe the reason he did is because of all the hard work and the opportunity that he took advantage of and his commitment to, you know, to his skill.
Yeah. Commitment, hard work.
Yeah, time and again. I mean, it's old school stuff, Robert, that you and I grew up with. You know, that our fathers did not misdirect us. I mean, they told us exactly what it was all about.
I had a good father like I did.
We were blessed. We're so blessed, no doubt about it. Robert Waples is with us, and we're talking about his new book, Is Social Justice Just? Stay with us. We've got more coming up after this.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life? And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Robert Waples continues with us. He's a senior fellow at the Independent Institute, co-editor, managing editor of the Independent Review, and a professor of economics at Wake Forest University, authoring responsible for the book is Social Justice. I say responsible, but there's a lot of people that have contributed to this book as we deal with this idea of social justice. And I like what you stated here, Robert, is that let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. I mean, some people have different ideas of what social justice means, but in its purest of terms, which I look for in terms of that it would be win-win. It's kind of like what we just went through with this recent Supreme Court decision, in terms of leveling out the playing field. Is there a position for social justice that promotes a level playing field that's win-win for all concerned?
Yeah, I think the consensus of the authors in the book is that you can rehabilitate this term of social justice if it stands on principles that recognize each person as unique and unrepeatable and worthy of dignity and endowed with the ability to direct their own lives without harming other people, but also noble enough to care deeply about the well-being of others. So not like a stripped-down version of people just self-interested, selfish. No, not at all. Self-interested with the ability to run their own lives, but we do care about each other. And as I say in the opening sentence of the book, right, we all hunger for a world of justice, and we work in ways great and small to achieve this. People across the political spectrum do. Nobody has a lock on social justice. I think most people are working for this in their day-to-day lives, and it's a very bottom-up kind of thing, where just the way we treat each other. Okay?
Exactly.
But, the top-down people that we were talking about before the break, who want to equate inequality with inequity. I see people use these terms interchangeably, like synonyms. Inequality, when things are different, does not mean that something is inequitable, unfair. It isn't how it happens. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, many of the differences in our society are quite fair, and what we need to do is discern, which one of those differences arose because of decisions people legitimately made in their own lives and had the right to do it, and ones that they didn't have the right. If we can focus in on the ones like crony capitalists, you know, and corporate right. bailouts and those kind of things that I think we all agree are wrong, and purge our political system of that, so that everybody across the spectrum, whenever they see something like that, goes, no, you can't
yes,
do
exactly.
it.
Yes, exactly. Right.
You know, but those people have a lot of money in the game, and people in both political parties are paying attention. We as voters, whatever, need to reject that. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we have to know the difference between, and this is a recurring theme, Robert, I've got to tell you, that's been coming up in the show for the last couple of months, and that is that we have to discern the legitimate from the illegitimate. And, you know, what happens with some of these artisans, they wordsmith things and they deceive us in such a way, and they will take a term like social justice. You ask people, do you believe in social justice? And on the surface, people say, I can think about it. But as you understand how they, rewire it and manipulate this concept, then it loses its perceived meaning that most people would have about social justice, right? And this is where we find ourselves, and I'm not sure if we can get to that point where we could legislate something to it, or if it's because, like you said earlier, only God knows the motives of man. And sometimes you get into that position where it is about more the motives of man than it is, the outcome itself. It's what's manipulating it. Are we doing this because it is the right thing to do for all humanity, or are we doing it because I know if I do this, I'll get more votes?
Yeah. I've never been a politician. And so I bet you haven't. I bet most of your listeners haven't as well. And so luckily we're able to get away from that mindset and think about, you know, what's right and wrong rather than what's merely popular. Sometimes they move in the same direction, but so often they don't. But, you know, I think if we just keep going back to first principles, which
yes.
recognize individuals as these unrepeatable, gifts. And not
they really are. Yep, exactly.
You're not a member of this group or that group that's trying to divide things. You're a member of the human race. We're all in this together. And if we just see the best in each other and expect the best in each other and expect that people can run their own lives and demonstrate that people can run their own lives, then... And that's how people used to think. And we just kind of slipped away from it. And so, you know, a lot of this project is kind of going back to what worked so well and not in
exactly.
the direction of removing the responsibility from people so that when you mess up, you can blame it on somebody else or demand a bailout from somebody, you know, that you are responsible for your life. You're the only one who can live it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you mentioned, the thing is that we are... we're all miracles. It's amazing how we've been created, and that we can, when we find, you know, that complement to our personalities and our giftings and our talents, it's powerful, because you don't have the Beatles without Lennon and McCartney coming together. And there's been stories like this time and again where you get people who come together, they complement the skill set. You may know more about somebody because they happen to be more of the public figure, but whenever you talk to, you know, whether it's Bill Gates or whoever, there's always that other person that came alongside and complemented and balanced out their leadership and their skill set that gave us, incredible benefit, as you say. And when that is allowed to flourish, which I don't know any other country in the land, Robert, that promotes this possibility.
Yeah, we definitely have had a good strand of respect for entrepreneurship, encouragement of entrepreneurship, almost built into the DNA of this country. We're very lucky that is that. But I would say that it goes even far deeper than that. Our greatness isn't in the fact that we are approximately the wealthiest, most prosperous country in the world. A few little countries are a little bit richer. In the history of the world, of all time, that's not really our greatness. Greatness doesn't come from what you have. It comes from who you are and what you do. And so part of, you know, what we do is be very productive. That's great. But even more important, where we're starting to slip away, is being a good parent.
Yeah.
Being a good neighbor, being a good citizen, just being and you don't have to end up being rich, and you can have a lot of suffering in your life, but just trying to be that virtuous person, that's ultimately what we're put here for, you know, and that's what we need to direct people back toward.
Exactly. Well, let's get into the book. We've got about 3 minutes left here. And, you know, one of the contributors, let's pick one and talk about, you know, one of your favorites. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
I'll leave it up to you.
Yeah, I would focus in on the chapter by Jim Otteson, who actually was a colleague of mine here at Wake Forest before he moved back to his alma mater at Notre Dame. And we actually gave a prize out for the best chapter, and he got it.
Nice. Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that. That's good to know. Yeah.
His basic idea is, you know, go back to Adam Smith, and you'll see how to do justice right. Justice, you know, we'll start with a definition from the ancients, Aristotle, you know, from the, you know, Aquinas, people of the Middle Ages, of, you know, rendering to each person what is due to him. And then, you know, what is due to a person? We need to treat each other fairly, but then collectively, what do we do? And Otteson especially points out that what we need to focus on is having the government protect our person, our property, and our promises. You know, flay each other and not being able to steal from each other, not being able to violate a contract, you know, rip each other off, that kind of stuff. Justice implies voluntary consent. It implies cooperation. Just go back to those three principles, the three P's, as he are protecting our persons, our property, and our promises. And then we can go about leading our lives, and prosperity will just bloom. That's how it happens. Look at the history of the world. Countries have adopted that. They've begun to bloom. So, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, this is very cool. I just did I had an interview over the weekend, and I was talking about property and persons, that this is what the government... I should have read this chapter and understood promises. That really comes out loud and clear. That's excellent. I'm glad you shared that with us. Well, congratulations for Jim. So what did Jim get for winning the best chapter?
$10,000.
Okay.
We had an anonymous donor come up with $10,000. I don't know who the person was, but yeah.
Good fun. I guess the rest of the authors said, well, if I knew it was going to be that much money, I probably would have spent a little more time on the chapter.
Go back and take a look at it, and next time we'll talk, we can talk about it some more.
Yeah, without a doubt, and we'll pick up some more of the other ones as well. This is excellent.
Yeah.
Robert, great job on the book and for all the contributors here, because it is a conversation that is needed to bring this thing, you know, back into proper perspective. As you say, return to first principles. I love first principles, because this is what tells us if we're off track or not, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Invaluable, without a doubt. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezShow.com. I hope that's okay with you. Robert Wakefield is...
Go to the Independent Institute website, independent.org, and see everything that we do.
Okay. Robert Wakefield, he's the senior fellow at the Independent Institute, by the way. Thank you, Robert. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.